Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about It Needed to Happen, and we're coming from the book of Job, chapter 2 and verse 3. So grab your journals. So you already know we start with a story time, but we're actually going to start with a fun fact. So fun fact about me, y'all, I am a multitasker. Like, I think my brain just thinks so fast and I'm thinking of so many things at one time that I just have to do multiple things at one time because focusing on one thing, it's just too slow for me. Like, no offense if you're the type of person that focuses on one thing at a time, because that has its strengths as well. But me personally, I am just a multitasker. So I'm the type of person that where when I get up in the morning after I finish praying, I get out the bed, I go in the kitchen. If I gotta go to the gym, I'm gonna put on 2 eggs on the stove, walk out the kitchen while those begin to boil, go in the bathroom, pick up my toothbrush, start brushing my teeth, walk out the bathroom, go in the closet or go to my dresser, pull out the clothes that I'm gonna put on and wear to the gym, go back in the bathroom, spit, come out the bathroom, go to the dryer, get my socks and my shoes out, my waist trainer out, go back in the bathroom, put up the toothbrush, start washing my face, dry my face, get my clothes, go back in the kitchen, check on the eggs. Like, I am that person where it's like I'm doing 3 or 4 things at the same time all the time, just because that's just how my mind works. Now, granted, I'm human, so sometimes stuff will like overflow. Like if I'm in the bathroom too long and then I forget that I put the eggs on, now I gotta run in the kitchen to the eggs. And that's what happened to me last week, Wednesday, when I was going to Pilates. I was in a bathroom, and what happened was while I was worshiping, one of my friends called me and I picked up the phone and started talking to her. And while I was talking to her, like, that's why my phone always on Do Not Disturb, because people will mess up your flow. While I was talking to her, I forgot that I had put 2 eggs on so that I could put something on my stomach and take my vitamins before I went to Pilates. So y'all, when I walked in the kitchen, I noticed that the eggs that I had put on to boil, the water was like bubbling up. So when I saw that the water was bubbling up, I ran in the kitchen even faster and I took the pot off the stove to hurry up and add water, because I knew that that meant one of the eggs were cracked. There's a certain way the bubble boils and it turns really white when one of the eggs crack. And what that means is when I put the egg in the pot, I guess it dropped and it cracked. And now that changed the way that the eggs were boiling. So as I took the pot off the stove, I said, this had to happen. And I said it out loud. I didn't know why I was saying it out loud, but I said this had to happen because the last time one of the eggs cracked when I was boiling them, when the water ran out the pot, the whole egg cracked like all over my stove. So I had to clean egg from everywhere because it like burst. So I was happy that the water was boiling in this way to let me know that one of the eggs was cracked, because I was able to catch it before it popped all over my stove. And what God showed me in that moment is a lot of times we hate when explosions happen in our life. We hate when things go crazy. We hate when we experience chaos. We hate when things get out of our control. But what we fail to realize is that God will allow us to experience explosions or chaos or all hell breaking loose, like people like to say. God will allow us to experience that so that we can learn from it. I was able to move quickly in the kitchen because I knew what was going to happen next. But if I had never experienced an explosion, I would not have known the signs to look for. A lot of times when things go wrong or when things are not working in our favor, we like to ask why, not realizing that it has to happen this way so that we know how to move moving forward. We just want everything to go according to our plan. We never want to experience any heartache. We never want to experience any pain. We never want to experience any explosions. If we had it our way, things would go perfect every single day. But how are you going to progress if you never experience any problems? How are you going to progress if you never experience pain? Because of explosions, because of heartaches, because of pain, we're able to discern what decisions to make and what decisions not to make. It had to happen like that. And as I was taking notes for this episode, God led me to the book of Job, chapter 2, and verse 3 says, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.'" And that's how we feel a lot of time when we experience different chaos or explosions in our life. We feel like, God, this is happening without reason. Why am I experiencing issues in my finances without reason? Now, don't get me wrong. You could be experiencing issues in your finances if you don't pay your tithes and offering. But sometimes you do pay your tithes and offering consistently and you still experience financial hardship. Why am I experiencing health issues when I serve you faithfully? Why am I experiencing issues in my love life when I'm doing everything according to the word of God? Why am I experiencing issues when it comes to friends when I've been praying and going to church? I actually met them at church and I still experienced an explosion. They still backstabbed me. They still talked about me. They still hurt my feelings. Why am I experiencing chaos and explosions when I'm living according to your word, God? And what God allowed to stand out to me in Job chapter 2 verse 3 is it says, "You incited me against him to ruin him without any reason." They did everything that happened to Job was without any reason. And what God said to me is, there's always a reason. See, we just like to look at the explosion that's in front of us, and the explosion at your job, and the explosion with your car, and the explosion in your relationship, and the chaos in your family, and the chaos with your finances. And it seems like it's just one thing after another. And it seems like it's all happening without any reason. And God said today, God said, there's always a reason. And sometimes the reason is not that you're a bad person. And the reason is not that God doesn't love you. Actually, some explosions come because God does love you. Some explosions come because God did call you. Some explosions come because God did choose you. God said, even when it seems like there's not a reason, there's always a reason. And as I was studying Job chapter 2, God showed me three reasons why unexpected explosions happen. He said the first reason could be that you're called to this chaos. I know you didn't expect this, and I know you tried to do everything in your power to prevent this from happening. You never wanted to go through this. You never thought that you would have to experience this. But God says some chaos I called you to. Some chaos was created for you. It's not because it's happening for no reason. I actually called you to endure this season. Job chapter 2 and verse 3 starts off with saying, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job?'" God called Job out. He said, "Did you think of him?" And God is saying today, some of the chaos you're experiencing is not because you're a bad person. It's actually because you're the best person for this season. You're the best person for this issue. You're the best person for this test. And it may not seem like favor, but it is, because God is saying, "I called you for this chaos." Which leads me to the second thing that God showed me when it comes to unexpected explosions, is that God will allow you to experience unexpected explosions when he's confident in how you carry yourself. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and came out smiling. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and still served the Lord. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and walked through the fire without smelling like smoke. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and still showed up to work every day. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and still wiped your tears and poured into other people when you didn't have it. Nobody else could have went through what you went through and still said, "I'll still serve the Lord with everything that I got." God said, "I'm confident in the way that you carry yourself." So that's why I allowed the explosion to catch you off guard, because I know that you the type to bounce back. I know that you the type to never complain. I know that you the type that say, "Even though he slay me, still I trust him." God said, "I know that you the type to still walk with your head held high. I'm confident in the way that you carry yourself." So even though this explosion caught you off guard, and even though it may seem like I forsake you, and even though it may seem like this isn't favor, I need you to know that I allowed you to experience this unexpected explosion because I'm confident in the way that you carry yourself. And I need other people to see how it looks to walk and be a reflection of my kingdom, even when you're walking through a stormy season, even when you're walking through a smoky season, even when you're walking through a painful season, even when you're walking through a desert season, even when you're walking through a wilderness season. I need them to see how you carry yourself. I need you to understand that when I say that you're my vessel, it's not just because of the fruit. It's also because of how you carried yourself before you produced the fruit. I need them to see every part of the process, and that's why I chose you to experience unexpected explosions, because I'm confident in how you carry yourself. And the third thing that God showed me when it comes to unexpected explosions is that sometimes he will allow us to experience them because he sees the honor in our heart. God said, I see the way you honor me, and I trust that even when things don't work in your favor, you won't waver from my will. Even when it looks like it's not working for your good, you're still good to me. God said, I see the honor in your heart that you have for me, even when your heart is hurting. So I chose you for this chaos. I called you because I'm confident in the way that you carry yourself, because I know the heart that you got in you to honor me, even when you're hurting. Job chapter 2 and verse 3 says, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Job was called to that chaos. Then it says, there is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. God was confident in the way that Job carried himself. Then it says, and he still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason, God knew the honor that Job had in his heart, even when his heart was hurting. He still honored God. So God was okay with allowing him to experience an unexpected explosion in every area of his life. We'd be tripping over just one area. Job experienced it in every area. His children, his money, his purpose, his friends, his wife, in every area. But God knew he can trust him. And that's why God allowed him to go through it. Even though scripture said without any reason, God knew the reason. Which leads me to verse 4, where it says, skin for skin, Satan replied, a man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well then. You know, when you say very well, it's because I know something that you don't know. So God said, very well then. He is in your hands, but you must spare his life. Because the perspective that Satan was speaking from was very general. Satan was speaking from the men that he knew. And Satan was speaking based on his own understanding. But the word of God tells us, lean not on your own understanding. So Satan said, oh, he's definitely going to curse you when it comes to the things that I'm going to do to him. And God said, very well then, because God already knew. You're talking based on your level of understanding. You're talking based on the men that you've encountered. But I know the heart of Job, and I know that Job honors me in his heart, even when he's hurting. So very well then, whatever you think it is, I'm going to let you think, because you're thinking based on your own understanding, but I know the heart of the man that honors me even when he's hurting. But Satan's perspective was general, not individual. God knows Job individually. And God also knows you individually. And when it comes to the explosions or the chaos or the hell that's breaking loose in your life or the trial and tribulation or the storm that you're encountering, God knows you individually, and he'll never put more on you than you can bear. And today he's using me to give you this word to let you know that that chaos, he called you to it because he has confidence in the way that you will carry yourself through it. He has faith in you, and he knows that you will honor him in your heart, even when you're hurting. God is using me today to tell you to know that your explosion is handpicked for you, because God knows that you know what to do. The word of God says, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. What is knowledge? Information acquired by experience. That's what knowledge means. So the word of God says, my people perish from a lack of information acquired by experience. Based on everything that you experienced in your life leading up to where you are now, God already knew that you can handle what's being thrown at you in this season. You already have everything that you need to make it through this season. That's why God called you to this chaos. God had to allow this to happen in your life, because he knows that you're fully equipped with the knowledge or the information that's acquired by previous experience to overcome every obstacle that's in front of you. And whatever storm you're currently experiencing, or whatever chaos or explosion, whether it's in your finances, your health, your purpose, your business, your job, your school, your relationship, your family, your car, your friends, whatever area of your life you're experiencing an unexpected explosion, I want you to know that God called you for such a time as this. Know from previous experience that this thing that you're going through last year, it was something else that you was going through that you didn't think you can get through, and you got through that. So take that previous experience and use it as knowledge to know that this is just a temporary season, but it's not going to take you out. God wants you to know that this isn't happening for no reason. That's what the enemy wants you to think. The enemy wants you to think that this is happening for no reason. This isn't working towards your good. God has forsaken you. This thing is going to take you out. This thing isn't working towards what God has promised you. You're experiencing this for no reason other than the fact that God has taken his hands off of you. And that's a lie. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. There's always a reason. Whatever you're stressing about, whatever you're crying about, even if you don't know or don't have knowledge of it yet, I am here today as a vessel of God to tell you that there is always a reason. God is not allowing this to happen in your life to just make you cry. God is not allowing this to happen in your life just to cause you to go through chaos. God is not allowing this to happen in your life for it not to work for your good. There is always a reason for everything that happens in your life. And if you hold on to that knowing, if you hold on to that knowledge, you will not perish. You will push through. You will produce the fruit of long suffering because you understand that there's a reason behind this pain. You understand that there's a reason behind this storm. You understand that there's a reason behind this chaos. You understand that there's a reason behind this explosion. When I was walking in the kitchen and I saw the water bubbling up, I understood that there was a reason why the water was boiling in that way, and that I needed to move quickly to prevent the explosion from happening. But I only knew that, I only had that knowledge to not perish and experience the full explosion because I had already went through that before in a previous season. There's always a reason. I'll never have to clean up egg explosion again as long as I can look at that pot and see the way the water's bubbling. Because the knowledge that I gained from previous explosions and previous seasons prepared me for this one. There's always a reason. And there's something that God is calling you to in your next season. There's a promise that he's spoken over your life. And even though it seems like this season is hard and it seems like this season is filled with chaos, it's preparing you for what he's promised you. It's preparing you for what he's called you to. Because even when the explosions are unexpected, there's always a reason. And that's today's seed. God, I trust your reason. God, I trust your reason beyond the way I currently feel. God, I trust your reason beyond my own understanding. God, I trust your reason beyond my knowledge and what I think I know or how I think it should play out. God, I trust your reason. Because your word has already promised me that all things work together for my good. So God, I trust your reason. And you can sow the God, I trust your reason seed to $ The Christian Bay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo, thechristianbay@gmail.com. God, I trust your reason. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for using me as your vessel to speak on this podcast. Father God, today I just pray over the mind of each and every person under the sound of my voice, including mine, Lord. I pray that you switch our perspectives, Father God, to not lean on our own understanding, to not plan things according to our own timetables or the way that we think it should play out, Father God. Allow us to surrender our understanding and to pick up your will instead, Father God, to pick up sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, Father God. Allow us to not think that we know it all so that we can fully surrender to you and move when you say move and stop when you say stop, Father God. Today we sow the I trust in your reason seed, Father God, because we understand that the new that you're calling us to, we've never been there before, Father God. We don't know who we need to be or who we need to become in order to effectively flow in the future that you have in store for us, Father God. So allow our faith to be our navigation system. Allow us to walk in blind faith in whatever way you call us to, Father God, that there will be things that we experience that we don't know the reason for, but you are all knowing, Father God. So today we lay down our reasoning. We lay down our directions. We lay down our own steps. We lay down our understanding and we say, guide me, Father. Have your way, Father, at whatever pace, at whatever speed, at whatever rate, in whatever direction, Father God. We ask you to lead us, Father God. And we ask for you to give us your understanding. We ask for the gift of wisdom and knowledge and discernment, Father God, and your perfect timing, Father God, so that we can always be sensitive to your leading. Father God, today I repent for me and every person under the sound of my voice for the times where we did think that we knew what was best for us, Father God. And today we make a promise to you that we are going to do our best to lay down our decision making, to lay down our words and our thoughts. In return, we would like to pick up your words and your thoughts and your wills and your plan, Father God. Guide us, Father God, so that we can walk in the steps that you ordered for us. Father God, equip us for the unexpected explosions that we encounter and allow us to not question why, but to remember who's in charge, and that's you, Father God. Even when we don't know the reason, we can trust in the fact that you know the reason, Father God. So today we thank you for your reason. We thank you for your will. We thank you for chaos and unexpected explosions. Even though they don't feel good, we have faith that it's going to be for our good, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.